Welcome to the BusinessOfSports.com podcast. As always, my name is Russell Scabetti, and earlier this week, I had the opportunity to attend the National Sports Forum, an annual conference that brings together hundreds of industry professionals for presentations, discussion panels, a trade show, and many wonderful networking opportunities. You can learn more about the National Sports Forum at www.sports-forum.com. While I was there, I had the chance to sit down and interview a good friend of mine who really knows the industry and also helped me get my career started, Mark Tutti. With that said, let's go right to the interview. All right, I'd like to thank my guest live here from the National Sports Forum, Mark Tutti, who is the president and founder of Sports Careers. Mark, thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start off. I'd love you to tell me a bit about Sports Careers, the history, you know, what the goals and purpose of Sports Careers Company and website is.
All righty. First of all, in my college days in the 70s, all I ever thought about, I was a high-level athlete, all I ever thought about was working in sports after college. That's all I ever thought about. And however, I didn't have a knowledge of where I was going to go. I didn't have a base of contacts, didn't have a real clue in regards to what the opportunities might be in sports. And I thought of this, I had this idea of a program that could teach me how to develop a career path in sports, and I looked around and there really wasn't anything out there. So I took a good job with a good company, lasted about 6 months before my passion took over and said, you know, I've got to get in sports. And I took a really good job, or I started a business as a manufacturer's rep in sporting goods and built that to where we were doing over $100 million in sales for 7 years in a row, but I still had this burning desire to help people in sports, and that's when I created Sports Careers. And Sports Careers was designed to help people develop professionally and manage a career in sports. And we would hold conferences around the country, bringing in people from all different elements of sports and allowing people on the outside trying to get inside to connect and develop relationships, access opportunities, and get real mentoring advice on how to move forward, whether it's people just starting their career in sports or people inside the sports industry wanting to move up.
Okay.
And it's developed into the premier, we were the original, and it's developed into the premier group to help people develop a career path in sports. I sold that in the 90s to Jerry Colangelo or the Suns, and with the advent of the internet, I wanted to get it back, and I bought it back a few years ago to take it back to its original vision of, again, professional development and career management in sports.
Great. And so now with the website, you're focusing that content and those resources in an online form. So beyond just being a job board, you're focusing on content, on career skills, networking, career paths. I know that sometimes you do live chats. And also, I remember seeing about an opportunity development plan. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. First of all, in regards to what you talked about on the website, sportscareers.com, our idea was to try to create a virtual career fair every day where people would walk into a conference and see all the different elements that you see in a bricks and mortar or physical exposition. And our idea is to kind of create a virtual career fair online every day with sports opportunities, access to career tips, access to podcasts, and real job opportunities that are fresh every day. In regards to the career development side or the opportunity development plan, it doesn't matter if you're on the outside trying to get inside. It doesn't matter if you're a 10 or 15 year veteran. You still need a plan to develop your career path. And we go to the basics in regards to creating a winning presentation, exploring your network, building your network, and then having a realistic 12-week or 12-step program to identify your skill set and identify your marketplace segment that you have the highest degree of passion for, matching those two up, and those are the really happy and successful people that we've found opportunities for.
Great. That actually leads me right into the next thing I wanted to talk about, was the idea of tapping into that passion. So a new person wanting to work in the industry, I have a passion for baseball. I want to work in baseball. Now, we've talked a little bit about this on our own. That's not really the right path per se, not just because you're a fan of baseball. Focusing less on the industry and more on your skills. Can you elaborate a bit?
Sure. In essence, there's two things to really focus on. One, your skill set, what you do best, and then the next is the marketplace segment, or as you mentioned, you know, where you have the highest degree of passion for. First of all, the what you have to do first is identify what you do best and look at the job category that you would fit. You'll always gravitate toward your skill set. So whether if you're a sales and marketing oriented person, or a finance or administrative services oriented person, you really have to identify and assess your skills and chase your job category first. Then you match it up with what we call the marketplace segment. We identify six identifiable marketplace segments, whether it's amateur athletics and governing bodies, the corporate sports marketing suppliers, sports media, facilities, live event and leisure, health and fitness, professional teams and leagues, and then the sporting goods brands or consumer products. And then even those seven major marketplace segments, they have sub-segments that identify another sub-series of opportunities that we look at the sports industry with about, as an umbrella, over about 45 separate industries.
Okay, excellent. Now, particularly in the economy today, maybe, you know, people are having a lot harder time finding jobs in all industries. Forget about sports, you know, any industry, and people are even losing their jobs. So what advice would you give specific to the economic situation that you're in, that we're in today, that will really help someone stand out and improve their chances of getting their first job or getting a better job in sports?
You know, it gets down to basics. I would set up a realistic timeline in regards to what it's going to take, depending on your situation, depending on your compensation level now, depending on your experience level, and if you're inside the industry versus if you're on the outside trying to get inside. All of those are factors that are going to put some kind of pressure on the ability to move forward with a sports career. So again, I would revert back to the basics of identifying your skill set, identifying the marketplace segment that you want to chase, set up a realistic timeline, and then go to our not to do a shameless plug on our website, but to go to the opportunity development plan section and follow the directions and then explore the opportunities, develop a base of relationships that you can take advantage of, and look for the on-the-street opportunities as well as look for the hidden opportunities that are out there that can be uncovered by virtue of you getting deeper in your marketplace and chasing some of your relationships that can open doors for you.
Do you see one or two particular industry segments that either because of the economy have more potential or that you expect to rebound?
Decent question. I think right now everybody in one form or another is either has instituted a hiring freeze or enacted some kind of layoff plan. Some of the emerging sports, if you're still looking for professional sports teams and leagues, take a look at some of the emerging sports. UFC and if we can call this a sport, World Series of Poker, you know, and even WWE, they're still producing anywhere from 500 to 1,000 events a year. They need staffing, they need event people, they need corporate sponsorship people. So, you know, from that standpoint, the emerging sports are still opportunities. On the other side, that's still not dying are the sporting goods brands and consumer products. Bricks and mortar retail is still alive, despite what people say on the internet. But, you know, there's still suppliers of sporting goods, and that is standard industry that still have standard organizational charts that pay regular salaries.
Great. Now I want to tease something here a little bit. I heard we've talked a little bit about something that might be happening, or actually is going to be happening, towards the end of June. You want to kind of elaborate?
Sure. As I mentioned before, back in the beginning days of sports careers, we would produce an annual National Sports Careers Conference, and we put on 17 of them, and we are resurrecting that and holding our 18th. National Sports Careers Conference in the end of June of 2009. It'll be June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Anatole Hotel in Dallas, Texas, in conjunction with the Association of Luxury Suite Directors trade show. So that's where everyone will have the opportunity to gain knowledge, have access to decision makers. There'll be job fair there with real jobs available, human resource directors from all different areas of sports, and we look forward to it.
It sounds like it's going to be a great conference. You know, thanks for taking the time, Mark. Just on a personal note, I've had the chance to work with Mark a lot in the last couple years, and he's been really instrumental to me. I was a career changer going from IT into sports. I really don't think I would be where I am in my career today without the advice and support that Mark's given me. So, you know, it's a pleasure to talk with you anytime we get a chance to hang out. And thanks again for sitting down with me.
Thanks, Russell.
Thank you for listening to the BusinessOfSports.com podcast. Please keep visiting the blog and leaving your comments. The more dialogue we can get going, the more valuable the site can be for all of the readers. Until next time, I'm Russell Scabetti from the BusinessOfSports.com.